Okay, Sadie, Jason, and Chris show here live on Adobe Radio. Hello. How's everybody?
Hey.
There's Jason right there. Big show.
Big show.
This is a big one. One for the record books.
It's huge.
Yeah, so we're going to have a song, actually two song premieres. Has this ever been done before in the history of radio? I don't think there's ever been two song premieres ever in the same show. Ever.
Ever.
You think?
In one show.
We're going to talk to Table Talk. They're going to premiere their new song. Here's a little bit of it for you. That was a little bit of it. Jason coughing in the background. Why are you coughing over their song?
Sorry.
You're actually sick and you're not in studio.
You didn't have to tell everyone.
I told everybody. Now they all know.
During that little introduction to the band, I was thinking that we should have the two song premiere bands battle each other.
In what way? Battle for what?
Supremacy.
Yeah. We're also going to talk to Nikki Venus. He's going to premiere a song also. I think this might be the second song premiere he's done on the show, actually.
Oh.
He's coming back for more.
Yeah.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
Yes. All right. So, Jason, you're on FaceTime audio, and wow, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I feel like you keep moving your mic around and stuff. What's going on over there?
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
So what's your deal?
I'm awesome. What's your deal?
Well, you're not here at the show. You're sick for some reason.
I am sick.
And yep. You wanted to quarantine yourself from Jason and Chris and myself, which is pretty nice of you.
Yeah. I figured you guys didn't deserve to be sick.
But you know, I'm kind of a little surprised you didn't want to at least get Chris sick.
I don't know if he could deal with it.
He is kind of a baby when he gets sick.
I'm a huge baby when I get sick.
You know, they say that men are actually worse at being sick than women because they feel sickness greater than women do. Do you believe that?
I tell Katie that all the time, and she says it's bullshit.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to make a marker on that one.
Yeah, my bad. I was going to censor it, but I didn't, because I'm sick.
That doesn't give you the right to curse
it does.
On this radio
it does.
Show.
It does give me the right.
Well, you explain that one to the FCC.
Okay.
And, coincidentally, though, Chris is sick. So you, like, got him sick in spirit or something. He can't be here because he has a sinus thing and he says he's in pain.
Well, a sinus thing and a cold are two different things.
Yeah, but do you think he probably really has a cold and he's calling it a sinus thing because it's more dramatic?
I don't know. How can a sinus thing hurt except like
exactly.
pressure?
Exactly. He's, you know, he likes to, this guy, he gets a little bit sickness going on and then he just really milks it.
Yeah, wouldn't you? I mean, remember when he threw his back out and he was gone for like 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, and the guy, he threw his back out when he's like 25 years old and we didn't see him for 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's, he's either like got the skeleton of an 80-year-old man or he loves to just milk it up.
Well, he did break his ankle on a curb.
Yeah, maybe he needs to drink more milk. That's probably it.
Yeah, maybe you should eat meat.
Well, let's get Table Talk online. They're going to premiere a song. What does that sound?
I don't know. It's on your end.
It's on yours. I'm going to blame you.
I'm going to blame you.
We'll get Sal on the line from Table Talk. I think it's Sal. It might be the whole band. I don't even know.
Oh, boy.
I'll have to find out. They're going to premiere a song.
See, I was thinking we could have their like their fans battle each other.
Well, they should be on. Here we are. Who do we have?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? It's Sal.
Sal. Sal is here. How are you, Sal?
Sal, my pal.
Have you ever heard that one before?
I actually have not, no.
Oh. Well, that's a new one.
Salamander, that's pretty much it. But.
Yes. Sal the Salamander.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of like that one. That's not bad.
Stop being dumb, Eddie.
You know, I think your FaceTime is... I forgot that your FaceTime, Jason, really screws up Skype.
Uh-oh. Do you need to let me go?
Yeah, you're going to have to, like, Skype in.
I don't know my Skype name.
Yeah, you have to go to Skype. We'll figure it out, and then we'll get you on.
Okay, I'm working on it.
Okay, here we go. There's Jason. You have to hang up, though. I can't hang up.
I have the power.
Hang up.
I have the power. All right, I'll hang up.
Thank you. Hang up. Okay, I think he's gone. Sal, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, now we can hear you much better. See, for some reason, FaceTime, when you have it open with Skype, it like takes all the volume away from Skype. I don't know why.
Technology. It's crazy.
I'm not a scientist, so I don't know how any of this
neither
works.
Neither am I.
But Table Talk, so is it just you, Sal?
No, I've also got Ryan and John here with me.
Hey. Ryan and John. Awesome.
How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. Actually, you know what? I'm just solo today. This is Eddie, and I'm solo. Chris is sick. Jason's sick. And the show must go on, apparently.
You're still holding it down, though.
Have you guys ever gotten sick before a live performance?
Yeah,
too many times.
And was it self-induced?
funny story.
Go ahead. What is it?
We played a show in Massachusetts one time, and it was like super, super cold out. Like, not cold that we're used to.
It was in the middle of January. It was like 8 degrees out at night.
And yeah. We played in an uninsulated garage.
Wow.
And it was really cold, and it was so cold that I was just sick.
We just got sick instantly.
Really? Have you ever needed to, you know, like throw up on stage or anything like that? Has it ever happened to you?
No, not on stage.
Luckily.
Because I did see, it's kind of like an older viral video at this point. I think it came out like a year ago or so. But I think it gave Justin Bieber a little bit more street cred because he threw up on stage while he's performing.
Very punk, yes.
Did you see that one?
No, I did not see that, but we'll have to check it out.
Yeah, definitely. He had the flu or something.
Oh.
Maybe you get more people to come to your shows if you just threw up the whole time.
Yeah. Isn't there, what band was that on the Eric Andre show?
That would totally go over well with Guar.
That's like some Ramstein stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are a pop punk band, you know, it's safe to say, right?
Yeah, relatively. We definitely got our, you know, we got started with pop punk, but I think we're branching out to some different stuff, but I think pop punk's definitely at the root of it.
And, you know, what led you guys to pop punk, and what about pop punk do you like so much?
I don't know. We started really young. We were all like probably 12 or 13 when we started playing music, and, you know, bands like, you know, Blink-182, obviously, all were a really big influence on us, and I think it just really stuck throughout the years, you know, like
Alkaline Trio,
you know, bands like that, like Homegrown, all that stuff, you know, early drive-through stuff that just really stuck out to us. I don't know why, but it just did. It just was really catchy, and we wanted to, you know, emulate it, so yeah. We tried our best.
That's cool, and you guys do a good job at it. You guys are sounding really good. And this is cool that you guys are premiering this song here on Adobe Radio, by the way.
Yeah, we're
really
stoked.
Excited about
Thank you, man. Appreciate it a lot.
This is going to be the first time it's ever heard anywhere. So everybody,
yes, it is.
Be listening for that. But back to you guys. So how long are you going to keep doing this? Like, at what point do we need to be successful to the point where, you know, you can quit? I guess I should ask, do you guys have other jobs? I just assume you do. And
yeah.
Yes, we do. They go directly to funding this. So and now, it's all we do.
At what point do we say things aren't going the way they need to be going? How long do we continue with the band before we decide to call it quits?
I don't know. We've been in it for a really long time so far, and you know, we kind of accepted the fact that this is something that takes a lot of time and a lot of patience and effort.
Yeah.
And you know, we're gonna keep going until we really can't do, physically.
It's definitely not something that we want to put a date on.
Yeah, nothing that that we went into thinking success at all. We're just doing this for the fun of it. We just happen to have fans. Happen to have a following of some sort. This is something that we find personal to all of us, and it's something. It was a hobby that turned into something for us.
At what age does it get sad? 30?
I don't know.
If nothing happens by 30?
I would say, yeah. Just
it was always pretty sad.
Yeah.
Right before 30, I don't know.
We're in the band.
But, you know.
Right before 30. Well, I don't even know how old you guys are. Maybe you're 40 years old for all I know.
No. We are 21 and 23, mixed, basically.
There's two that are 21 and I'm 23. Okay. So the other two are 21.
Yep.
Well, you have many years of potential disappointment ahead of you.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for it.
But I think you guys are going to do just fine. Your music sounds awesome.
No, thank you.
And why don't we, let's just get to it. I think we've said enough, unless you have anything else to say.
No. We really hope you enjoy
the
song.
Likes it.
Party on.
So this is called Your Shoes.
Contact us about it. Say hi.
Yes, everybody tweet them, and you can get linked up to their Twitter handle, EJC
Tabletalk
Show.
Tabletalk
Snapchat,
LI.
Snapchat, we're fun.
Table Talk LI. Your Shoes, name of the song. This is a world premiere and exclusive here at the EJC Show on IW Radio. And we really appreciate you guys doing this.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you guys having
Likewise.
Us.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
If you don't get enough of us playing it here live on the station, you can find this premiere and stream it at adobe.com for all the people out there. So it is available for everybody to check out.
And yep, absolutely. And we'll also have it streaming tomorrow on our Bandcamp at around noon.
Oh, nobody cares about that. They only care
about
it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's right now, in the moment. We got to do this right now. Everybody.
Right. No, but yeah, check out their Bandcamp. Support these guys, Table Talk. We appreciate you guys doing this again. And best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank
man.
You so
appreciate
much.
Appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you guys. Have a good one.
You
have
man.
A good night.
All right. Bye. Here it is, the world premiere of Your Shoes. On Adobe Radio, I'll try to get Jason back on the line after the song or not. I don't know how long I can hold down the fort solo, but, I'm trying.
AnnieJCShow.com.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. You can give us a call. It's 1-888-99-IDOBE. It's 1-888-994-3624 if you want to call and say what's up. Jason's back.
Hello.
There he is. So, you know, remember doing senior pranks in high school?
We didn't do them, but we had ideas.
Yeah, well, I felt we kind of did a little bit of a senior prank. That's kind
what
of
we
a,
do?
It's a classic thing. Seniors like to prank, and you know, you always hear all these wives or these old stories of things that may or may not have happened for real. Like I remember hearing a story in our high school about how kids let goats go through the school hallways or something.
I heard snakes.
Snakes? You hear all these urban legends that are probably not true.
I know snakes definitely happened.
What did we do? We dressed up like pirates and then went into the library.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Which is really not that good of a prank, but
hey. It wasn't a prank, it was just being dumb.
And they told us to leave, otherwise they would hold our diploma.
Yeah, the downside of that was... we said nobody leaves or enters the library, and it was like right after Columbine.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it was like a few
kids like ducked under
years.
The tables.
Yeah, there are just some things you can't get away with saying anymore. You can't get away with walking into a high school library and say nobody enters or leaves the library.
Yeah. Well, we had kazoos.
We did have kazoos.
Oh, that was so dumb. What were we doing?
We were just being dumbasses.
Yeah, we were.
What we should have done is this. There's this senior prank that is causing quite an outrage.
Oh, really?
yeah, I guess someone might actually go to jail for the senior prank. This happened at a Cincinnati area high school. And police say that someone posted a letter on Facebook that appears to be from the Cincinnati Public School District. And the letter calls for mandatory inspections of students' private parts. You want me to read the letter?
Yes.
It says, the Cincinnati Public School District is required by law to conduct mandatory penis and vaginal inspections on all students, faculty, and staff at Gilbert A. Dater High School in accordance to the City of Cincinnati Health Codes. This year's penis and vaginal inspection will take place Friday, May 20th, 2016 at 8:20 a.m. All circumcised males should report to Mrs. Fields' room. All uncircumcised males should report to Miss Christmom's room. And all females report to Mr. Blair's room. There will be only one makeup date on Monday, May 23rd.
It was all females report to Miss Blair's room, not Mr.
All right.
You know what? I think it's Miss Fields. I think she did it.
You think this is an inside job?
Yeah, she wanted to see all the circumcised males.
Yeah, you do. You do read all these news stories about these high school teachers that are banging their students. Maybe she's just a perv when she wants to bang some of her students.
Do you think there's more female teachers banging high school kids than there are male teachers banging high school kids?
It would appear so by the news stories. I don't know.
Right.
Which is kind of odd, isn't it?
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they say that these kids could technically be prosecuted.
If they ever find them.
Right. But, I don't know. Pretty cool prank.
I guess.
I don't know. It's all right. You think anybody showed up and dropped trow in Mrs. Fields' room?
I probably would have.
It says right here.
Yeah, I got nothing to be ashamed of.
I have to show you my penis. Here you go.
Don't stare at it too long.
Yeah. I don't know. What a prank, though.
I always thought a really good prank was to take all the license plates off teachers' cars, like front and back, and put them in a big pile. I always thought that'd be a funny one.
Didn't somebody do that, or was that something you always talked about wanting to do?
I think that's something I always regretted not doing, so I always talk about it. It's like one regret I have.
Man, you'd have to move really quick. Because yeah. In our high school, they had a security that would go around the perimeter of the parking lot, so you'd have to move fast.
Well, you get a bunch of people to do it.
Oh, I see. And you could always
do it on your own.
And those security guards at our high school were idiots, so you could probably distract them pretty easily. Like, you just get one of a hot chick to talk to.
Right.
The guy, like,
hi, I lost my cell phone. I can't find it. Help. Help.
That's sexist.
Well, we all lose cell phones.
Why'd you have to take it there, Eddie?
To what?
To sexism.
Are you the PC police now?
Yeah.
You're one of those people that gets offended at any little thing we say or do?
Isn't that what everyone's like now?
I think so. Everybody is like that.
You know what I find funny is that, like, older people that I know, like, if I ever go on Facebook and, like, start, like, looking through feeds, they have memes of how, like, crappy millennials are. Of, like, oh, we just want everything handed to us, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I know.
I think that's so bogus. Who raised us? Idiots.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about those posts where they say that millennials are entitled and they're stupid, they're lazy, and they just want everything, and then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you see them, it's all over now, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Meanwhile, the generation that said that is the one that screwed our generation over and probably isn't going to have, like, social, what's the thing?
Security?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I find it funny, like, those generations, they make fun of us. Oh, you live in your mom's basement, blah, blah, blah. The only reason why millennials have to is because you effed up the economy.
The A-holes. Economy? You just say economy?
Economy. So, I'm sorry, I'm sick.
David Burgess, you know, David in Australia, listener of the show, he has an interesting story he wants to tell involving a crazy chick.
As long as it ended with a happy ending, I'll hear it.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's check in with him next. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. You can tweet us. It's at EJC Show.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show.
That's right. Eddie, Jason, Chris on Facebook. Add us on there if you haven't done it yet because, you know, why not? Might as well. We actually do post a lot of very good videos and a lot of good content on our Facebook page.
Yeah, you've been busy.
Yeah, I painstakingly will post a couple times a day. And let me tell you, it's a full-time job.
Yeah, where do you get all that good stuff?
I search the internet.
It's like a full-time gig for you.
Yeah.
Looking for memes. Funny memes.
Speaking of Facebook, I found this kind of funny video.
Take it away, Mary Sue.
This is a video on Facebook. It's of these old people rapping about Jesus. You want to hear this?
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
What?
He's the son of the original G.
Do I need to rewind it for you?
Take it away, Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's the son of the original G.
Jesus Christ is a nigga. Let his light shine through ya. Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hallelujah. Jesus Christ is a nigga.
Yeah, that's going to be stuck in your head now.
That's awful.
He's a homie MCJC, you see. He's an honest, caring, peace-loving nigga like me.
Oh, my God.
If you do drugs and you think you're cool, you need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can. Stand up tall, you're a Christian man.
Hey.
Word up. I'm freestyling.
Hit me.
You like it?
Just the contradiction in it alone is priceless.
Are you going to go to that church now?
Yeah, to boycott it.
Is Jesus Christ your N?
Yeah, I mean, dang. That's crazy.
Yeah. Let's get David in Australia on the line, because he has a story to tell about a chick he says ended up being crazy.
Hey, Eddie, should make that your ringtone, though.
I should?
Yeah, do they still do that? You remember, like, on cell
Jesus
phone?
Jesus Christ
you
could, like, is my nigga.
Anytime somebody calls me.
Yeah. Oh, excuse
Jesus
me.
Jesus Christ
to take
is
this.
My nigga.
Yeah.
You need to do it. You need to do it. It's so funny. That'd be hilarious.
I don't even know if that would be funny. I don't even know how to do that. There's got to be a way to do that on the iPhone, right? I've never even like bothered using any other ringtone than the one that
it comes
the factory
with.
Settings, yeah.
I don't even use ringtones. I just leave it on vibrate. I don't want to hear my phone ring.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
People don't even call me, to be honest. they don't. I just, yeah.
I know. Everybody texts. David was, he's not answering his Skype, but he just texted saying that he wanted to come on the air. You're ruining the show, David. This is a live show. You can't say you want to be on the show, and then I try to put you on the show, and then you're not ready to be on the show.
I didn't know you guys had a texting relationship.
Well, I mean text through Skype is what I mean.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I want to come on the show. I have this story to tell. And he's like, you know, since it's in Australia, he needs a few minutes.
Maybe there's a delay.
He does.
He lives on an island, Eddie.
Yeah, he does. Maybe that's the issue.
If you really think about it, isn't every continent an island?
Ooh. Mind blown.
Right?
He's the son of the original G.
Jesus Christ is a nigga.
Hold on, I got a phone call. I need to take this.
Are you serious?
No, I meant with the ringtone.
Oh, okay.
That needs to be a ringtone.
Yeah. Actually, what you need to do is like secretly put that on somebody's phone.
Oh, man, that is
David,
so awful. It's funny.
We are on Skype, and you can Skype into the show. Let's go live to Australia with David. Hello, David.
Hello, Eddie. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
So you had a story. We're great. How are you?
Yeah. Good. I delivered puppies in the last 24 hours, so that was interesting.
You delivered puppies?
Yeah. First time. My staffie had...
Did it hurt?
Had a litter of puppies. not as much as her as it hurt me. So yeah, but no, all good. Got through it. So.
Now, when you're delivering,
yes, I do have a crazy story for it.
But when you're delivering puppies, do they come out in like an embryonic sac that you have to like take
apart?
No,
it's disgusting. So the placenta comes out, and as the puppy hits the deck, it, the mum starts eating it, and you have to watch as she eats every placenta sac. It's quite graphic.
Oh. And you have to just like make sure she doesn't accidentally bite the puppy.
Yeah. She just got to lick them all clean, and you just got to make sure that they start breathing and stuff, and yeah, then they pretty much latch on and away they go. So
did you get in there and help out?
Yeah. I did.
Was, how many placentas
like,
did you
it
eat?
Can be dangerous for
how many
five.
You ate five placentas. Wow, you're a good man.
It's rich in nutrients.
Maybe that should be a challenge instead of Krispy Kreme. How many placentas can you eat?
Yeah. Now there's a litter of three. Yeah, I see you sent over a photo.
Two passed away.
Oh, my God. You're terrible at delivering puppies.
Hey.
Keep this man away from your dogs, ladies
what,
and gentlemen.
What do you mean two died during birth?
One was a stillborn, and one passed within the first few hours, so.
Well, that's terrible. So what do you do?
It sucks.
What do you just like throw it in the garbage?
No, I actually buried, and I made two little berry cases, and I buried them and put rocks over the grave and made little crosses. So could be lame, but yeah, no, I just wanted to give them a proper burial. I don't know.
That's nice of you.
Other people generally do, but yeah, that's what I did. So
that is nice of you. Yeah. Eddie's just callous. He should apologize.
Well, it was a legitimate question. I didn't know what you do. Do you just like, you know, put them down the garbage disposal, or do you like, you know,
well,
you did the right thing. That's good.
You flush fish, don't you? You flush fish down the toilet. So
right.
It's a legitimate question.
But it's got to be awkward and weird to have to dispose of that waste.
Yeah, it is. It is. So.
Well, you're a good man. So what is this?
Well,
what is this
story?
Yeah, what's the story you had? You said you had a crazy story.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So I'll do my best to timeline it. But basically, what happened was I was single for a couple of years, and in October of 2014, I met this chick, and it wasn't a conventional way. I met her driving down the road and got a number from car to car, and then coincidentally ran into her a couple of days later. And long story short, at the start of it, she gave me a story about how she was homeless and didn't have anywhere to go and was struggling with money a bit. So, and yeah. I had a house that I lived in by myself, so I invited her in.
That's
within
smart.
The first couple of weeks.
Why would you do that?
You're a really nice guy.
Let's slow down a little bit. You're delivering puppies and then you're giving drug addicts homes. I mean, like.
Oh, it's funny. It's very funny you say that, Eddie, because, yeah, the story does get a bit more complex. So in December, my money started to disappear, and it was only
from
in little
bank?
Trips and drabs, right? So be a couple of cents here, a couple of dollars, and I started talking to the bank going, you know, what the going on sort of thing. And I on Christmas Day I flew down to Sydney, so you know, different state in the country, and I was down in Sydney for a couple of days, and all my money disappeared and my credit card got maxed.
Wait, from your account? So she had access to your credit card and she was
how?
I wasn't aware at this stage, but I started to get a little bit suspicious. So
did you give her a credit card? You didn't give her a credit card, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. All of this will make sense in a minute. So money started disappearing. I had no idea why. I went down to Sydney. All my money went. I flew home early, and when I came home, there was a whole bunch of randoms in my house. Sorry for swearing. There's a whole bunch of randoms in my house, and she was nowhere to be seen, and I didn't know what was going on. So by this point, I was really, really suspicious, and I approached the police and started asking a few questions about her, and it turned out that she was somewhat of a known criminal. So on the 22nd of December,
was she good in bed? But was she good in bed? Because, you know, what they say about the crazy ones. It's a kind
I will
of
answer that
thing.
Question. I will say yes.
Okay.
And more so, the thing that really got me was she manipulated me so well that she made me fall in love with her really, really quick, and just everything about her.
Why? Just because she's good in bed, or are you like kind of a naive guy?
I'm talking on an emotional sense. Well, I had
on an emotional
a bit
sense.
Of a, what was that?
So what did she do? How did she get to? How'd she manipulate you like that?
She just went through all my online, all my social media and everything, and just learnt everything about me, and just
so she was like she's like a hacker.
Yes,
Mr. Robot, that TV show. That guy hacks people. He goes into their social media and email, and then manipulates them that way. So she essentially did that to you.
Yeah. So come 22nd of December, I hadn't seen her in this point for about 3 or 4 weeks, and some of
her
stuff was there, but she was completely off the radar, right? Then she rocked up on 22nd of December, and my mum was there, and she the charge was attempted murder on my mum, but she basically attacked my mum and smashed her head against this coffee table and split her head 3 millimeters from that temporal lobe or whatever. So if she had a hit her on that, then she would have killed her. But I've tried fighting her off and jumped on top of her and like trying to defend my mum kind of thing. And she's gone in the kitchen, grabbed a knife and given me an 8.5 cut down my arm. And then she tried to set the kitchen on fire. And then she's I've called the cops.
Whoa.
My mum's called 000. There was 40-odd cops at my house. There was ambulance, all sorts of things. And they were big on the hunt for her because they now knew where she was and what was going on. So the 25th of January, just 3 days later, I was I was in my lounge room by myself, and I had my dog next to me, and she was only a tiny puppy at that stage, and watching TV, and I heard a noise out of the garage, and I'm like, what the f*** is that? And walked around the corner, and all of a sudden, the door that leads from the garage into the house has flung open, and it's her there with two big burly guys behind her, and I'm like, oh, fuck. She's just yelled out a whole bunch of obscenities at me, and they've come into the house, basically bashed me, tied me up. They were
what? They tied you up? You have to slow down a little bit here. You're throwing a lot at us. Wait, they came in and they so she showed up with two dudes and they bashed you in and they how did they tie you up? Like,
well, basically they just came. I was in shock, right? So the doors opened and I was standing in front of them. They were about 4 meters away, and they've started yelling and charging at me. And, I mean, I would like to say, honestly, in that instance, I was, you know, brave and valiant and grabbed arms or whatever and started defending my home. But I was just in shock, Eddie and Jason. Like, I just didn't know what the f*** was going on. I was in my house just chilling 5 minutes ago, and then all of a sudden there's three people there. So What they did was when they tied me up, they stole my wallet, my phone, my laptop, my keys, like everything, all my Medicare, all my social security details, everything. And they actually copied everything. So over the next like 4 or 5 months after that, they basically emptied probably about 25 grand of life savings and emptied all the money out of my mortgage accounts. They signed me up for about 35 grand in like short-term high-interest loans.
Jeez.
And I also was receiving pictures in the mail of her having relations with up to four guys at a time in my bed. God,
what? In your bed?
So she and
in your own bed. There, she was.
This isn't funny. This is scary.
This is a horror movie.
I had to get this hacker to go into a laptop that she left behind and stuff, and we found all these emails where she was basically an online prostitute and she was soliciting herself the whole time as well.
Wow. What a crazy story to get tied up with that, no pun intended. But now what? Are you trying to keep your distance? Is she still out there on the loose?
Well, she got arrested initially, and I didn't hear anything for quite some time. But then in November, just past of 2015, my dad died, and I moved home for a couple of weeks to help my mum. And in that time, through, I don't know whether she still had residual hacking or whatever, but she's found out that I wasn't at my house, told a whole bunch of people, squatters have moved in, and they've done about $70,000 worth of damage to my house.
Oh,
man. I rocked up to my house on the 17th of December, just passed, and the three dudes had guns and they pointed them at me, and there was all sorts of drugs in the house, and I had to call the cops and get the cops to do a raid and get them kicked out. But yeah, before they kicked them out, they did all that damage. And now I'm fighting an insurance company that aren't going to pay the claim because they say that I didn't notify them when I moved back to my mum's house for 2 weeks.
Oh, man. That's really crazy. Sorry you're having to deal with all that, man.
Holy mackerel.
You should set up a GoFundMe or something so everybody can go help you out.
You should sell to Hollywood.
Yeah.
That should be a movie.
I mean, if I saw that movie, I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, oh, this is a really dumb movie, of course. But
that's what some of my friends have actually said, Jason, is they're like, you should do a screenplay or something for this because it's unbelievable. Like, it's just such a big chain of just really unfortunate events. So
what's the lesson? Crap. You don't hit on chicks who are just walking down the road anymore or what?
Yeah,
there is definitely some sort of fear that comes associated with an experience like that. Not everyone's like that, of course, and you can't write everyone off to it, but it's I don't know, it's an interesting learning experience, and I'd say advice to anyone is no matter what, you never move too quick, never.
Right, man. Well, that's a crazy story. We have to get to our song premiere. We're going to premiere a song from Mickey Venus,
Sorry,
but
boys.
Dave, oh, don't apologize. That was really fascinating. Thanks for coming on and sharing that. And best of luck with everything, you know, as far
yeah,
as
fortify your
home.
Yeah, rebuild everything and hopefully, you know, just flee the country at this point.
Lock your doors, like make yeah. Fortify your home.
I'm aiming to be over in the States by the end of the year, so I'll definitely come and see you boys. So
there you go. Yeah, just come here to the US. You're in a land of criminals.
That's
literally.
Thanks for letting me tell my story, boys. I appreciate it.
Anytime. So. Keep us updated on that. Thanks, David.
Yeah.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys. I'll let you get your song premiere.
Thank you. Thank you. There's David in Australia. Wow, what a crazy story, Jason.
Yeah, and this is the guy who sent us crackers.
Who knows who touched those crackers? Where are those?
Right, where have those crackers been?
We're going to talk to Nikki Venus in just a second. He's going to do a song premiere coming up next on EJC.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Here live on Adobe Radio, 1-888-99-ADOBE. That's the phone number if you want to call up or say hello. Also, EJC Show on Skype. And we're on Facebook as well. Well, we're going to get to a world premiere song in just a second from Nikki Venus. But first, let's talk to him. Nikki, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, man.
Great to have show. I'm Eddie, and Jason's also here.
Hello.
Hey, Jason. What's up, man?
What's up, bud?
So I believe
you know.
Yeah.
This is the second time you've premiered a song here on EJC, so thanks for coming back to do another song. It's very cool of you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, man. It's great.
So last time we couldn't talk to you, I think we just played your song, and that's because you were traveling the world. And
China.
You were in China. That's awesome. So I guess your travels actually kind of go into your work and inspire it a little bit, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure when you guys travel, you know, like, it just opens my mind. I just start thinking about things different. It's just better for songwriting, you know?
Yeah, you realize how small the world is, but you know how you don't have to get caught up in your day-to-day.
Exactly. You know, and like most of the songs I write are kind of about my perspective on things and usually about my life. And it's easier to look back on it when you're not around it, so to speak, you know.
Now, what let you on this journey was a chick broke up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This woman keeps coming in and out of my life, so. But.
Where did you meet her?
Tinder? Just out in San Diego.
Just in San Diego.
That's where I live, you know.
I don't know if you were listening at all, but. A guy just had a crazy story about a chick that he met on the side of the road, and she ended up being a prostitute that stole all of his money, practically.
Life savings.
Wow.
So and tied him up.
At one point, he was held at gunpoint and tied up by a couple of dudes that she brought in to shake him down. Has anything that crazy happened with this? Or is it just a typical, you know?
It's typical love and loss and all that kind of stuff. You know, she's a good woman. It's just, you know, like, see, this most recent song Run was actually about re-breaking up with her. But we went to China back in November.
Oh, she was there with you in China.
She was there with me, yeah, and we just went out there to check it out. We'd both never been there. I gotta say, man, that is a really interesting country. I've never been like to China, obviously, but it's so huge. First of all, that place is gigantic,
right?
And there's so many people there, and so much beauty, like a lot of great. But there's a lot of, it's like a frantic energy, you know, really interesting kind of vibe there. Yeah, like. I don't have anything bad to say about it, but it's just really different.
How did they treat you as an American and somebody who kind of stands out physically?
You know, it's that you get the looks or whatever, but you're just kind of like a tourist to them, you know?
Yeah.
And there's so many people that it's like kind of, it's like being in New York during rush hour a lot, you know, where you're just another person in the crowd.
So when you were traveling, you just had your laptop, a backpack, and an unmailed letter. And this letter, what's this letter all about?
Well, that letter was a letter I was, what happened is this girl went off to Peace Corps in Africa, right?
You can't argue with that. That's one of those things, right?
That's one of those things. I just didn't want to send the letter, but I just went off on a...
So the letter was to her.
This was like before she came back. And then, so it's like, anyways, it's just one of those things where she's kind of like a muse in a way, you know, but it's just not like the most conducive for long-term stuff, which is good because I get to write songs about it, which is nice. But that first EP where I think you guys played a song off that one, that was the last thing I did. That was a collection of songs that sort of came out of that and just some other stuff that I'd sort of conjured through my life, you know, but this is the first of a new EP, and I just figured let's get this song out. I mean EPs are good and records are great, but now everybody just like wants a song at a time and they want more.
So you're subscribing to that whole model where you just release a song here and there?
Yeah, I mean, right. I think if you feed your listeners with more tunes more often, then you're definitely more relevant, you know, especially when, you know, you're not like a huge act. You're not the Killers, where people want a body of work. You know, they want that whole thing.
When can we expect you to start playing arenas like the Killers?
I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully soon. Supposed to be doing some shows up and down the West Coast in summer, and
it's just you, right? You're the only guy. You play all the instruments.
I do all the stuff. Yeah, like mostly just write about 90% of the song, and then I have a band when I play live though. So I have a live drummer. I have a keyboard player, bass player. So I come from bands. I grew up playing drums and switched over to songwriting and singing like after that, but
that really takes a tremendous amount of talent though to be able to do all that. That's pretty crazy. I'm envious of that because I have no musical talent whatsoever, but I wish I did. I can't do anything. Now look at you. You're playing every single instrument on these tracks.
Well, you know, just it's easier to play it than sometimes talk people into getting over there, so it just gets done. But yeah, I like to play live with a band. I think it's more interesting, you know. I think it's something you have like multiple things to look at instead of like doing karaoke, you know, which I think it could sound like if you don't do it right.
Well, Nikki Venus, name of the artist, when we last debuted one of your songs, it was back in November on your last EP, and this is should we get to it? Why not? Let's play. It's called Run. And you wrote this in China, actually, right?
Actually, I was writing the music, and the song kind of came together for a reason. So.
There's Jason coughing.
Shush. Yeah.
Can I get that cough on my next song?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Can you sample that and turn it into something cool?
Probably.
Yeah, you should. Well, here we go. This one's called Run. And thanks again, Nikki. We appreciate it again. And best of luck with everything.
Right on.
Let us know what's going
on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. We're going to play Run. World premiere. Of course, if you love this, you can go to adobe.com and listen to it as many times as you want because it is posted there. It's Adobe Radio World premiere on the EJC show.
I've been looking for so long. I've been wanting for so long. I want a deal with you on my own. I want to feel like you got my.
on the EJC show. It's Adobe Radio. That's called a run. And if you want to hear that again and again and again, you can. We have it posted at adobe.com right now, so go check it out. From Nikki Venus, a world premiere right here.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show.
Yeah, a world-renowned social media, Facebook, Twitter. You can go follow us, and you'll be a better person for it.
Are we on Pinterest?
Yeah, you can follow us for Jason's favorite crafts.
Yes.
You have a nasty cough there.
Yeah, I need some whiskey. That'll make me feel better.
What is going on with that? Have a whiskey. What's going on? Do you have whiskey?
No.
Yeah. Sometimes that does actually help a cough.
I know. Yeah. I haven't done anything.
Grandpa's cough syrup.
So, Eddie, who's your favorite actor of all time?
Favorite actor? I'd have to go with Bill Murray.
Dang it, I thought it was Shia LaBeouf.
Close. Why do you bring up my favorite actor, Shia LaBeouf?
Relevant actor is Bill Murray. Past actor was Shia LaBeouf.
Right. His career ended...
After the last Transformers when Marky Mark took over.
It ended between Garfield 1 and Garfield 2.
He was in that?
No, those are just two movies Bill Murray was in.
Oh, I'm talking about Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But anyways, you missed the joke. It's fine.
Have you heard what he's been doing here in Colorado recently?
Yeah, you know, we broadcast from beautiful Denver, Colorado. And, yeah, what is he? He's, like, tweeting out coordinates or something?
He was tweeting out coordinates for the past 2 weeks every day at noon.
Okay.
And these coordinates were in Colorado.
Do we know what the hell Shia LaBeouf is doing? Or is it Boof? First of all, how do we say his name? Can we just get that straightened out?
LaBeowulf?
Shia LaBeowulf. Shia I don't know. Like
Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBaby?
Chia Pet? Chia Boof?
Chia Pet. I think that's
Chia Poof.
Shia the Chia Pet.
Cheesy Poofs.
Could this guy have a more pretentious, hard name to say? I mean...
Yes.
Anyway, correct. So he's tweeting coordinates.
He's been tweeting coordinates, right?
Why?
It finally came to light the other day.
So now we know what he's been up to.
We know what he was doing, yes. They were letters. Each day they were letters, and it spelled Take Me Anywhere, which is a piece of LaBeouf's artistic cohort, Nastya Sadaronko.
What? Are you speaking English?
Which involves blindfolded horseback riding.
So this is his new thing. He likes to blindfold himself and get on a horse.
He's being artsy.
Really?
So anyway, there's a new catch with it. He's now tweeting coordinates every day at noon, and whoever goes to those coordinates picks him up and his friends, the two other artists in this project, and you can take them anywhere.
What if I want to take him into like a burning inferno?
Done.
here, Shia LaBeouf, blind yourself, get on this horse, and we're going to walk to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
What a pretentious douche.
I feel like we should pick him up for the show.
We should. Let's pick this guy up.
And it should be like Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians and Cars and Coffee or whatever.
We'll call it Hacks on Horses Getting Horstashire Sauce.
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice. Hacks on Horses Getting Hot Chocolate.
And lemon juice.
And lemon juice. for some reason in parentheses. But yeah, I mean, how big of a douche do you have to be to say, yeah, here I am. I am an artist, and my art is I'm going to blindfold myself and get on a horse.
Hey, you know, he's not going to blindfold himself and get on a horse. I think you missed that.
Oh, am I missing something here?
Yeah.
What kind of a douche do you have to be to tweet coordinates and say, pick me up?
I think it was a painting, Eddie. It's an artist. It was the name of a piece by one of his friends.
Can we talk about this Shia LaDouche for a little bit? Like, the guy, he was a Hollywood actor in big blockbuster movies. He was in Indiana Jones. He was in Transformers. And now he's turned into an artistic blowhard.
And this is better than those.
He thinks he's an artist of some sort just because he was he read some words next to Harrison Ford. Now suddenly he's this big, important artist.
Because he's got a beard, tight jeans, and Converses.
He does have a beard. I'll give him that. He does have a beard, so that makes him an artist, apparently.
Are you jealous? I sense jealousy with you.
Yeah, I'm very jealous of this guy. This guy is, well, you know what I am jealous of? This guy apparently doesn't have a job, but is still somehow making money. Like, where is this guy's money coming from? Indiana Jones 4. Indiana Jones 4 residuals? Nobody likes that one.
Oh, you love that one.
Well, you think he's, like, living off the millions he made for the Transformers movies?
Oh, yeah. But he's got to be making more money than... in a month, and we'll make in a year from Transformers 1.
Do you think there's ever going to be another movie again, or is he just is he done? Is he just doing douchey things?
Didn't he have like a freakout session like a year ago, like where like he yelled at people or yelled in front of a camera and put it on YouTube?
I would imagine so.
I feel like I need to start following this guy on Twitter. You know what? I'm going to, just so Eddie can see the feed.
You know, he has a new movie that he's going to be in. He's playing famous tennis player John McEnroe in a new movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew you liked him.
So there you go. Shia LaDouche. How you doing over there? You're hacking.
I'm not feeling good.
I can't believe you've lasted this long on the show.
Believe you made me do it. I was supposed to be sleeping this whole time.
I know. I made you come out of your slumber for the show.
Yeah.
I don't apologize. Are you just like laying in bed?
Yeah.
On the show?
Yeah.
Don't you wish you could do your day job just laying in bed?
No.
All right.
Do you? I like to be out of the house.
Yeah, me too. That would get depressing, actually.
Yeah.
Well, all right. How about this, the story? Of course, this is huge in the news story. Everybody's up in arms over the whole transgenders and bathrooms issue for some reason. And a new poll found that 46% of Americans say that transgender people should be allowed to use only public restrooms corresponding to their gender at birth. But 41% think transgender people should be allowed to use a bathroom that matches the gender they identify with. So we have a divided nation. We're split almost. What do you think? Do you think transgender people should be able to use the bathroom of their current sex or their birth sex?
I want to say current sex, Eddie. And I don't know. I understand why it's a big deal for transgender folks.
You know,
they were using those bathrooms before this was such a big deal, and no one knew.
Right.
Why is it a big deal now?
That really is the heart of the issue, because when I go into the restroom, I'm in and out. I don't look at anybody. I don't make
eye
contact with anybody, and I'm just in and out, and I don't care what people are doing. I really don't. You want to go in there and do your business, it's fine. I'm not looking. So why is this suddenly an issue?
Right.
Who cares? In fact, let's just merge. The only reason why men's women's and restrooms and female restrooms aren't merged is because chicks need a refuge to go to and talk to their friends on bad dates. And there's nowhere else to do that.
I'm not going to even touch that one.
Let's just merge all the rest.
Wait. Okay, I will touch that. So you're saying that you've been on dates before where a girl walks up, leaves wherever you're at, say it's dinner or a movie or something, she walks away from you.
Pinocchio.
She goes into a bathroom where one of her friends is waiting for her to talk about you.
Yeah.
And the date.
Yes, it was a terrible date.
That's actually happened to you.
No. This is the hypothetical. I don't know.
You're really stretching it here.
I mean, but would you even care if bathrooms were mixed?
No, but I would want the stalls to be, like, completely private.
Exactly. Because I think as men, we kind of get shafted a little bit because we have to have these urinals that are out there. You know, I want full privacy when I go to the restroom. I don't know about you.
Like,
how can we're treated like secondhand citizens just because we have penises?
Right. Like, we can stand shoulder to shoulder and pee in a trough, and that's okay.
Like, we're goddamn pigs. Animals.
Yeah, like, I always thought that was crazy, is the trough.
I can't stand the trough. You know where the trough is big? Is at gay bars. I love the trough.
What?
Yeah, this is what Lauren was telling me. Her gay friend loves to go to gay bars because they thrive on the trough. And, you know, in that instance, fine. Have your trough. That's fine if you enjoy it. But you know, I think, like, if I'm going to the movie theater, I don't want a urinal. I want my own private stall or my private area.
Yeah, maybe like a candle lit.
Couch, you know, to like sit on and think about life for a little bit.
Well, you need to talk, you know, if you have to do a number two, you gotta like get ready for it and stuff. So it'd be nice to be able to relax a little bit before just jumping into, you know, getting into work there.
Exactly. You want to talk about inequality when it comes to bathrooms? Let's get rid of urinals and let guys have total privacy.
Yeah, and I also don't like stalls the way they currently are because there's little cracks. You know, people like walk by and they look in there.
Well, what about the...
See what you're doing.
I don't think a lot of chicks even really know what we're talking about, but I think, you know, sometimes even... There are just, like, this urinal in a row, and there's not even a divider. So there's just, like, isn't it awkward?
No, yeah.
I hate that.
No, I think the trough is the worst.
Trough is the worst, but second to that is just a row of urinals and no partition between any of them. I hate that.
Yeah, but I hate the trough more because you can get, like, splashback from other people's urine.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. The trough is absolutely the worst, but, you know. When's the last time you actually saw a trough?
I think, don't they still have it at Red Rocks?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Which is a beautiful music venue in Denver. But.
There is a secret bathroom that I always go to that does not have the trough, though.
Yeah, on the lower level, lower left.
I'm not going to say where it is.
Oh, the upper one, the private ones?
I'm not going to say where it is, Eddie.
And there's some inside as well.
Shut your face.
I know where they all are. Anyways.
Not this one.
I don't care who's going into the bathroom as long as they're in and out in a timely manner.
Eyes up.
Eyes up.
Yeah, and don't be looking down. Eyes up. Eyes up and staring at that wall.
It's just such an awkward thing all around.
You know what I always found funny, too, was advertisement, like, above urinals.
Yeah, that is happening a lot.
You get a billboard in front of the urinal, so while you're relieving yourself...
You have no choice but to
you have to stare at this advertisement. Like, you can't unplug ever. You can't even go pee in public without...
Somebody selling you something?
In your face. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. It's the EJC show.
I think I'm going to hit it.
You done?
I think I'm done.
You're sick. I think we're all done here. All right, Jason.
You got me pissed off about the trough now.
I know. And you're supposed to be resting, and I got you all riled
up. I'm all worked up.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, I hate you.
That's what you get for getting sick on a Monday.
I got sick on a Saturday.
On a show day. Or whenever you got sick. I don't know when
this
you got
sick. This is residuals.
All right. Well, get better, and we'll see you next time.
Shia LaBeouf gets residuals from Transformers, and I get residuals of being sick.
There you go. Isn't the world
not fair.
A cruel, cruel place?
It's cruel, cruel, cold place.
Yeah. All right, we'll get better. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, adios.
Adios. There he is.
This is Jason signing off.
There he is, signing off. Jason on Skype. What a show. What an interesting show this has been. It's Eddie here solo in the studio, and I guess I'm going to sign off as well. It's going to be it. We're going to call it a good show. Sure. Why not? We have no other choice, right? Might as well stay positive, even if we don't... why am I echoing? Let's turn that off. Actually, that was kind of cool. Should we go back to that? Ladies and gentlemen... Yeah, anyways, I can have too much fun with that. I'll do it on my own. Though you don't need to be here for that, I don't think. We'll see you next time on the EJC Show. Remember to follow us on all the social medias. We're there, EJC Show is how you do it. Facebook.com/EJC Show, at EJC Show. And of course, we wish Jason and Chris both the best of health. They're sick this week. A bunch of pussies. That's what they are. Anyways, and subscribe to the podcast as well. You go to your favorite podcast app. We're in all of them. You can just search for Eddie, Jason, and Chris. And boom, we'll be right there. See you next time. Thank you, everybody. Have a great Memorial Day holiday coming up here in a little bit. And, yeah, bye-bye.